This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Jeanette Whitlow, appellant vs. Curtis Whitlow, Twajana Moss, and Tammy Henry respondents, decided May 15, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District, in Division Jeanette Whitlow. Appellant, no, SD 38745 v. filed May 15, 2025, Curtis Whitlow, Twajana Moss, and Tammy Henry, respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Christian County, Honorable Laura Johnson, judge vacated and remanded before Burl, J. Goodman, J. and Hamner, J. per curiam. The trial court concluded Jeanette Whitlow's unjust enrichment claim was time barred by expiration of the applicable statute of limitations and accordingly entered summary judgment in respondents' favor. We must reverse that judgment because respondents did not raise a statute of limitations affirmative defense in their answer to Mrs. Whitlow's second amended petition as required by Rule 55.8. 1-1 rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2024. 2. Background 2. The Whitlow family acquired real estate, the farm, in August of 1993. Henry Hank Whitlow, the husband of appellant Mrs. Whitlow, negotiated the acquisition. Mr. and Mrs. Whitlow pledged certificates of deposit, CDs, as collateral for a loan used to acquire the farm, and they made payments on that loan from 1993 to 2017. The deed transferring ownership of the farm names Whitlow family members as joint tenants with right of survivorship and not as tenants in common. However, Mrs. Whitlow's name is not among those listed on that deed. Mr. Whitlow passed away intestate in September of 2017. 2 years and two lawsuits later, courts had itemized Mr. Whitlow's property and had determined his heirs, had found that respondents three were the lawful owners of the farm, and had found that Mrs. Whitlow had been unlawfully occupying her longtime home on the farm. Mrs. Whitlow then filed the suit that gave rise to this appeal, claiming respondents were unjustly enriched by her pledge of CDs as collateral for the loan to acquire the farm and by payments she and Mr. Whitlow made on that loan. Respondents moved for and were granted summary judgment based on the affirmative defense of the expiration of the statute of limitations, which was raised for the first time in their summary judgment motion. Despite briefing deficiencies, we understand one of Mrs. Whitlow's points relied on to be a challenge to the propriety of summary judgment because the trial court erred in applying the statute of limitations. 2. We present this background so the reader will have a factual context for the party's dispute and our resolution of the claim of error on appeal. While our recitation is based on undisputed facts in the summary judgment record, the inclusion or exclusion of any fact in this background section should not be taken as conclusive or determinative of any fact issue on remand. 3. Respondents are the surviving adult children of Henry and Jeanette Whitlow. 3. Legal principles. The propriety of summary judgment is purely an issue of law. ITT Kammerfinnares Corp. v. Mid-Am Marine Supply Corp. 854 SW2D 371-376 Mo Bonk 1993. Our review is essentially de novo. The criteria on appeal for testing the propriety of summary judgment are no different from those which should be employed by the trial court to determine the propriety of sustaining the motion initially, i.e., whether a statute of limitations was applied correctly also is a question of law we review de novo. Aldridge v. Hoskin, 645 SW3D 101, 103, Modapens SD 2022. Summary judgment is an extreme and drastic remedy to be exercised with great care. ITT Commer Finrosser's Corp. Piazzers, 854 SW2D at 377, quoting Cooper v. Fink, 376 SW2D 225, 229, Mo 1964, as modified, Mar 9, 1964. When the moving party is defending against a claim, summary judgment is appropriate on that claim if, as relevant here, there is no genuine dispute as to the existence of each of the facts necessary to support the movement's properly pleaded affirmative defense. Iadiers at 381, second emphasis added. Expiration of the applicable statute of limitations is an affirmative defense that seeks to defeat or avoid a plaintiff's cause of action and alleges that even if plaintiff's petition is true, plaintiff cannot prevail because there are additional facts that permit the defendant to avoid legal responsibility. Charles Vieser, Oak Park Neighborhood, Assen, 685 SW3D 519, 529, Moepiades WD 2023, quoting Templeton versus Cambiano, 558 SW3D 101, 104 M.